Hey, guess what time it is? Larry Weber joins us by phone now from God knows where.
Yes, well, God knows where, but I think you do too, from a little discussion earlier.
Yes.
I'm not alone here, and I have a person who wants to say something to you.
So. All right.
Hi, CJ.
Hey, who's this?
This is Sandy Rogenkamp, and I'm the KAXE contingent of this hike this morning.
Fabulous. What a day you chose.
So we're out and walking around, looking at tracks with Larry Weber, and trying to do some identification out on this cold Minnesota morning.
Indeed. Well, good job getting out there on a beautiful day, and you couldn't be out with a better guy.
Yeah, and hi to all you WTIP folks.
And you too.
All right, here's Larry.
Okay. You didn't ask her, what is KAXE?
I knew what that was.
Okay. Yes. Hold it. Don't go away. All right, you still there?
I'm here.
You hear me okay?
I can.
Ah, terrific. Okay, yeah, we had about 10 below this morning, and it's warmed up a little bit now, and the sun is coming through. We got a little bit of light snow, dusting, coming across the snow, coming across the tracks that we've been looking for. But so far, it's been really fine. We've been seeing deer. We've seen red squirrel. We saw deer mouse. So the tracks of all these, and oh, it's just a wonderful time. We got since I last spoke with you, we got a new snow Sunday stretching into Monday. We got a snow at my house about 6 inches. Now it varied at different places, and some places got I guess more than a foot. But it was a beautiful snow, absolutely beautiful snow. And I'm not the only one who was glad to see it. I'm sure a lot of the critters, especially rough grouse. I think they've been having kind of a tough winter with not having enough snow to bury themselves. Well, they finally have it now. And so I did see the tracks again this week. Other things of note, I've noticed how the deer, which have been hanging around this winter, are now taking their walks more on my trails than they had been before. Earlier in the winter, they had pretty much gone off in the woods anywhere. But now with the deeper snow, they've been following my trails in the woods. And I guess that's okay, but it'd be interesting to see how much more snow we get. With the addition of this snow, February is now equal to December as being the snowiest month of the winter. And I think I said once before that doesn't usually happen in February. And then I want to clear up a little bit of a misconception I said last week. Last week I said that February of last year was the snowiest month. That is correct. However, you take a closer look at that, it wasn't quite as it appeared.
Hmm.
Turned out the biggest snow was on the 29th. And had we not had a leap year, it wouldn't have even been in February. So that has to be clarified a bit. So usually, as I said, we don't get the snowiest month being February. Having said that, and looking at February so far for the first half, we've been colder than normal, more snow than normal, and more precipitation than normal. Those last two, we are so much more than normal. We're twice as much as normal. So I'm really feeling good about it. I think it's just really, really wonderful, and I look forward to more of the snow. The days, however, are getting longer. I talked about just recently about turning 10 hours of daylight. Well, by the 27th, which is coming up in less than 2 weeks, we will have 11 hours of daylight.
Mm.
And by the 18th, just the day after tomorrow, we'll have 10 and a half hours of daylight. So the days are certainly getting longer.
I love that.
Now, we had a couple days this week of not only sunlight, but also mild temperatures. We had one day of 40 degrees. And what that does with this new snow is the sunlight hits the trees, absorbs into the trees, and then it warms up a bit around the base of the tree. It re-radiates it out, back out in the snow and starts to do some melting in what I refer to as tree circles.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the first ones of those just a couple days ago. We were talking about them here earlier today, but not so much in the woods we're in right now, but I did see them earlier. So that's a sign that the season is moving on. And if that's not enough, there is more. One of my drives into Duluth this week, I smelled a skunk. And the skunks, of course, sleep during the coldest weather. They wake up when it gets mild, and they do some moving around, and usually they leave their odor when they do the moving around. I never did see the skunk, but I did smell it. We've been having a good movement of bald eagles. We're getting a good movement of crows. And once again, those are all signs of the season change. But maybe the biggest season change came something I heard on the radio, and that is spring training began for Minnesota Twins down in Florida. So, okay, well, thank you for calling. Have a beautiful day.
And you too, Larry.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. That's Larry Weber joining us from the woods. And taking a class out looking for animal tracks. Larry joins us every Saturday morning, 9:30, like clockwork. And he is a retired, twice-named Science Teacher of the Year here in Minnesota. He lives in Carlton County with his wife. And besides calling us on Saturdays, contributes to the Minnesota Conservation Volunteer Magazine and several other periodicals, as well as having written, let's see, at least three books I know of, Butterflies of the North Woods, Spiders of the North Woods, and Butterflies of New England, books that you can find by Larry Weber.